America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
We rejoin our conversation now. Mark Leonard is in the house today. You hear him each week here on the program with his On the Mark segment. We just talked about Mark's 10 best films of the year of 2015. Now it's time for the bad ones, the worst of the worst.
There's always some of those.
All right, here we go. The first one, actually, let's move back from bottom to top because I know you hated the worst film of the year. Here's one, though, that I really was surprised that you didn't like until I watched the movie.
Okay.
Trumbo.
Yeah, I can't understand the fuss. And I see the fuss has kind of died down now because if you noticed, it was being talked about for Best Picture nominee,
right.
Best Screen. Didn't get any of those. I believe it's got one nomination, one acting, maybe two for Trumbo. It was not only Bryan Cranston,
right.
but also Helen Mirren. But I just thought it was this tepid, overblown caricatures. I felt it was full of caricatures. It also threw poor Edward G. Robinson under the bus. The actual actor, Edward G. Robinson,
right.
played by Michael Stuhlbarg, they made it seem like Edward G. Robinson named names.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't name names.
He never
names.
Did. No,
he never named names.
Right.
And they made it like, and that totally infuriated me for the poor guy. And the story of Dalton Trumbo, The Hollywood 10, is something I know something about. Mm. I've talked to a few people that saw it and loved it who really didn't seem to know anything about The Hollywood 10. I think that may be part of its popularity. I thought they mishandled it. I thought it was full of caricatures and not real people. One of my favorite performances in it was Louis C.K. of all people. So I did not like Trumbo
at all. The one thing I remember from your review, and if correct me if I'm wrong, but you seem to say something like Bryan Cranston seemed to be trying too hard.
Trying too hard, yeah. I think he does try too hard. I think he's a wonderful actor. I saw him on stage last year in All the Way, a performance he won a Tony for. He almost moved into the land of caricature, and some people would say that he did become a caricature. But I think he's a wonderful actor. I think he brought out certain nuance, but I do not think it was worthy of an Oscar nomination.
Next up on the worst of the year list, according to Mark Leonard, Infinitely Polar Bear.
Yeah, another one that... I don't like these movies that make you take a mental illness, something like Rain Man, let's say. I'm not saying Rain Man is bad, but it makes you seem like you want an autistic of your very own. That's not knocking an autistic person, an autistic child, but the Rain Man character itself. It's like, boy, it'd be fun to hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
Whereas the reality of it, it's a very hard life, and I have autistic people in my family. So once again, I'm talking about the character, not the actual people. In this film, Infinitely Polar Bear, not that he's autistic, but he's bipolar. And they make it seem like so fun. Boy, you want a dad like this. Oh, yeah, he goes out to a bar every now and then and has a drink to calm down. But overall, it's like, isn't he just great? And it was so unrealistic. I felt like, really? Now, I learned that it was a fond remembrance written by one of the guy's actual daughters. But, well, I'm sorry. That's not very interesting to me. I like to see real people on the screen.
Next one, and I saw this, and I agree with you. To me, it's like, been there, done that. Bridge of Spies.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg, I mean, he gets, it's perfunctory nominations now. I mean, it's like, okay, he's got a movie. Give him a Best Picture nomination. I can't understand it. I thought it was his weakest film. I thought he made some really silly directorial choices.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks was too good of a guy. I like the guy, Mark Rylance, that's up for Best Supporting Actor. I thought he was pretty good. But every time he did that line, what was the line where he would say, would it help? They made it like a punchline, and at the end it was life or death, and he would say, would it help? And the audience is supposed to laugh,
right?
And I'm like, wait a minute, this is life or death here.
It was very gimmicky, and to me it was a throwback of like one of these really bad 1970s type movies you'll see on one of these digital TV channels.
I agree with that.
And it was like, I've been here, I've seen stuff like this before, and Tom Hanks left me wanting. He rarely does that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is a Spielberg movie?
Yeah, I love Tom Hanks a couple years ago in Captain Phillips, one of my favorite performances of his. But every now and then he gets in that good guy mode, and he's not a person any longer. He's playing like a teddy bear. I didn't like that at all.
Mm. What about Tomorrowland?
Tomorrowland was expected to be one of the big hits of the summer, and it kind of tanked. It barely made any money. $90 million these days is not considered a lot of money. That's what it made. And George Clooney's in it, and George Clooney's had some clunkers lately. Brad Bird, who directed it, is a fantastic director. He directed the animated film The Incredibles. He directed maybe the best Mission Impossible film, Ghost Protocol. He was off base here. It never made much sense. It was never all that interesting. It looked pretty, Tomorrowland. That's about all I could say about it.
And the last of the list, the last of the least, the worst of the year. And
I agree.
Hated this.
I agree with Terminator
Oh, finally, agreement.
Genesis.
It's horrible.
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he needs to retire already. It. Can you stop?
He's
too old to be doing these movies.
Did you ever think you'd get to the point where this killer Terminator from the first movie was now called affectionately Pops?
Come on.
In the film, he's called Pops. The action sequences were tepid, and the screenplay was bad. The acting was awful. It may be the worst film I've seen in over 20 years. I thought it was abysmal. And it again, tanked in the U.S., actually made some money overseas.
That's amazing.
Based just on Schwarzenegger's name.
It was awful.
Yeah. You didn't get excited by the trailer either.
He still has that pull where he can still grab an audience even if it's overseas. I don't understand that. We are multi-generations away from his high points.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. I agree with you. I tried watching. It's like, this is so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bad video game.
You know, they had a follow-up scheduled. It was set to go. They've pulled it.
All right. So always a pleasure to have you in the studio. And, thank you for your tremendous work that you do every week on the show.
Love doing it. Thank you so much.
It is a must listen. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you keep the Sunday night blues from spoiling your weekend?
Psychologist Harry Sobel suggests building in more fun on Monday. Meet with friends in the evening or plan a special dinner to have something to look forward to.
Human resources expert Alice Buckner says to remind yourself of why the work you do is useful. Or think about your job's advantages, like money for retirement or your kids' education.
Laura Vanderkam, author of What the Most Successful People Do on the Weekend, says, stay busy with something on Sunday evening so you don't have time to worry about tomorrow.
Don't let the thought of Monday take over your Sunday night. Enjoy your weekend to the fullest for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
What was this?
Oh, Tara Noble from Holiday, Florida.
Hey, Tara, what are you up to?
Camping at the pasture with great friends, and we get together every year here and have a blast.
Biker Tara, poolside. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
They're on the way in the pool. We're waiting for the concert. This is Leesburg Bike Fest, baby. We're at the fountain downtown Leesburg. Yay! This is our spot. We drink our beer, put our feet in, splash, try not to get kicked out.
Malfeasance.
Cops came over, told us not to throw water. We're going to be good this year. They love bikers.
American Biker Minute.
We appreciate that. Yeah!
Woo! Your passport to the open road on two wheels.